So just last Friday, we've put out additional 11 drill holes from the New Coast target. We had previously drilled at New Coast 9 drill holes on the previous couple of drill seasons. We hit gold in every single drill hole during those 2 years. And on these 11 drill holes, we just released exactly the same gold in every single drill hole. They're trading at 300 or 400 million market cap. Here we are at 70 million. You know, a great valuation, a great opportunity. You know, we can try to find excuses the whole day, you know, why there might be something, you know, wrong with it. It's a little bit like silver. You know, why, you know, if silver is so attractive, you know, a year ago, why was it trading at $30 an ounce? And, you know, now it's 120, and it's the same 1 ounce silver. You know, what has changed? Perception, understanding of what's going on in the system.
Marco Rock, Cassiar Gold, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm great, and you, Eddie?
I'm doing fantastic. Really good to see you. It's been a couple of months since I last saw you in Atlanta. Well, actually, it's been about 3 months since I last saw you in person in Atlanta, and then we spoke right before the holidays. So looking forward to getting caught up with you here. Let's talk real quick. You had some great drill results come out. Let's talk about the breaking news or what broke. It's been a couple of days, but talk to me about those results first.
So just last Friday, we've put out additional 11 drill holes from the New Coast target. We had previously drilled at New Coast 9 drill holes on the previous couple of drill seasons. We hit gold in every single drill hole during those 2 years. And on these 11 drill holes, we just released exactly the same gold in every single drill hole. We saw, you know, broad intercepts of up to 167 meters of, you know, bulk tonnage cell mineralization, similar to what we have at the Torres deposit, which lies 2 kilometers north. We had some narrower high grade vein intercepts as well, you know, throughout the system, which is really great. It could add to the bulk tonnage. It could add other, you know, development optionalities there. It's kind of still early days in these targets, we threw intercepting gold, broad mineralization, bulk tonnage, you know, some nice intercepts, some medium range intercepts, like 15 meters at 3.8 grams per ton. So a really good range of style and thickness and grades. But you know, at the end, what we really see is continue to expand mineralization. Also saw good continuity between the drill holes on a couple of infill drill holes we saw. But very significant step outs, you know, some step outs of over 500 meters as well. And this is telling us what we thought and suspected already, that New Coast could be another Torres. And New Coast has a much, much larger footprint than Torres. From what we see at the gold at surface from the mapping and sampling exercise we've released about a year ago.
Okay, so excellent. And just to all my viewers and listeners, I want to be full disclosure. I am an investor in Cassiar Gold. I've been an investor for a little bit over a year, actually. I've added to my positions, just to all my viewers and listeners. I want to say sometime last fall, September-ish, October-ish, August, actually, I think late August, if I'm not mistaken. I saw deep value in that. So just so all my viewers and listeners know, I do have a lot of skin in the game. I do, just do your own due diligence, everybody. But I do have a lot of skin in the game in this. And also, Cassiar Gold is a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. So I just want to be very full disclosure to everybody out there. So, Marco, is this really confirming everything that we thought it was? And I know the answer to this, but I want you to answer it. Or is this expanding everything and making it even bigger than what we thought it was?
Expanding. We had a couple of drill holes were infill, because you know the previous drill holes are very widely spaced. You know, a couple, you know, some of them, you know, a few hundred meters apart. The two most decent drill holes on that target, almost a kilometer. So this is definitely providing some infill and continuity, also expanding significantly the footprints. And again, it's lending to the hypothesis we had for a little while now, which is a big system, a torus lookalike, maybe the torus two that I've mentioned a couple of times, that was the previous name for this target, the Newcoast target. And with the potential footprint that is substantially bigger than we currently have at Taurus, where we have 2.3 million ounces at over a gram starting at surface. So it's really it's expansion drilling and expanding mineralization, but confirming our hypothesis of a much larger system at Newcoast than we have currently defined.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations to Cassiar Gold, and congratulations to me and being a shareholder here. Work me through really over the next quarter, and then I really want to get to the valuation of Cassiar Gold. What other news do you coming out over the next quarter? What's the plan? Take me through really to the summer. What's the plan leading up to the summer for drilling, as well as getting the word out for Cassiar Gold to get the share price to where it should be?
Yeah, so in terms of the plan, we have two very significant catalysts ahead of us. One is the met studies for Taurus, which are well underway. We expect to release the results for Taurus metallurgical work at the end of this quarter, end of Q1. And that's actually going to feed into another very significant catalyst for the company, which is the first preliminary economic assessment on the project, where we're going to be putting quite a few metrics and economics and dollar signs into what we have right now. It's already a very sizable deposit, with 2.3 million ounces at the current gold price. You don't need to be a math genius, to understand that we have something that's around or over $12 billion worth of metal already defined in the resource, and we've been expanding mineralization, and we see potential for a lot more. So that's I think gonna put Cassiar Gold in a new light, and we're kind of really looking forward for those numbers. In the meantime, we're also, and actually part of the press release we put out, we're actually evaluating now taking advantage of the current gold price, really evaluating very seriously monetization opportunities. One of them, it's the tailings that we have. We have a past producing district with a lot of infrastructure, mill, road, power, mine permits, etc. We also have quite a bit of gold in tailings in the tens of thousands of ounces there, with good grades at between a gram to 2.5 grams per ton. So we're looking to do some testing there to monetize that, and that could be some tens, if not more, millions of dollars of potential cash flow. We're going to be doing some testing to see how can we process that, or any other way that we can try to monetize that in turn those gold ounces in tailings into cash. The other aspect that you should see some news as well over the next few months as we get ready for this is we'll be opening camp in May, but we're doing quite a bit of work to see, we have a part of our property away from the Taurus deposit, not that far away, just 5 kilometers south, where we have a four past producing high grade underground vein systems with a fully owned permitted mill within the mine permits, with infrastructure, that includes 17 portals and 25 kilometers of underground workings that take us straight into the end mine sections of the high grade veins. The grades there historically produced over 300,000 ounces between 10 and 20 grams per ton. With a kind of mill of that size at 20 grams per ton, we'll be looking at a $400 million Canadian revenue per year. At 10 grams, that'll be $200 million. So it's a very significant bootstrapping opportunity. We're assessing what's the fastest, most efficient, and safest way to get to that cash flow. There's a few, a handful of companies that are doing that, or actually probably less so right now, taking advantage of these opportunities. Most exploration companies don't have that opportunity because most exploration companies don't have this kind of high grade, or don't have a mill, or don't have permits or the infrastructure. So because we have that, that provides us that optionality and that leverage. And we're, looking to basically dot all the I's and cross the T's, look at mining plan, engineering, permitting, and all the it's a wealth of activities associated with this, but it's something that could really fast track us to unlock the value of what we have here in a nearer term compared to the a more longer term, which is 5, 6 year development path that we are looking at for the bulk tonnage at Cassiar North and with Taurus and the outlying targets.
Okay, so you said a lot there. I just want some clarity, so I'll ask this question again. When you say you're unlocking the value or generating cash flow, you're going to be pouring gold. You're looking to pour gold and produce gold here. You're set up for that, and that's the plan, or that could be part of the plan here relatively shortly, correct?
We're assessing that. What's the fastest way to monetize that? It's quite a bit of work that needs to be done to get that. I think to get tailings permitted, it takes a couple of years, and to get the mill up and running, that's probably the timeline for the Cassiar South high grade veins. But there's other ideas. There's the tailings could be much, much shorter than that. Direct ship ore could be a much shorter optionality for that as well. So we're going through that review process right now. We're talking with engineering firms, to make sure we have a proper plan, because we're not gonna, do this without proper planning and and risk management that is necessary to make sure we do it in a safe, environmentally friendly way. That doesn't put in any way, shape, or form the balance sheet at risk. That we can actually, take advantage of this, high gold prices and monetize and get and try to move as fast as possible in a responsible manner the Cassiar Gold project into a more development stage as opposed to the exploration mode that we've been in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, I love the method that you guys are very methodical going through all this, yet I also love the aggression. So, and you really need both. But I would, in the position that you're in, I really appreciate just the method and being careful, if you would. That's where you need to be now, as of right now. So, well done. So you guys have a permit to mine, not only permits to drill, but you have permits to mine. You have a mill. That's just beyond me. I don't think enough people realize that you're already printed, and you guys are in BC, which is such an historical place to mine. But one of the negatives with BC is just the how long it takes to get permitted. That's really not your case because you already have that. You just need to get those permits an addendum, I hope I'm saying this correctly, to those permits, which is pretty quick. So, talk me through all that. Go ahead.
No, it really depends on what's the mining scenario and what's what are the permits in a different parts of the property. So, starting with the jurisdiction, we are in a great jurisdiction. It is true that people don't see British Columbia as the fastest to permit jurisdiction, to a certain extent, for good reasons. In British Columbia, the environmental standards are very high. The social requirements and aspects and oversight is very high as well. People want to see little to no impact on the environment, and that's our case as well. Sometimes that could drag permitting processes, sometimes more than it should. Thankfully, we don't have anything of real concern from the environmental or social side. And also, we have two permits, actually, two mine permits already in place. One covering the Cassiar South high grade underground veins, and another one covering most of the Taurus deposit bulk tonnage, which is running around 1 gram to 1.5 grams, compared to the south on the high grade veins, where we see 10 to 20 grams per ton. So kind of distinct distinct grades, distinct mining scenarios in the north, bulk tonnage open pittable, in the south, high grade underground veins, which are on average 3 meters wide. So different development styles, different mineralization styles, different development style as well, and also that would it lends itself to a different or separate, kind of permitting paths. In the south, we have a fully unpermitted mill with, air and water effluent permits, which is really important to have, and it's quite hard to get one of those. And the mill is in good condition as well, which is great. It's a massive asset that really allows us to leverage this strategy. The mine permit in the south, where the mill is sitting, as well as a couple of tailings facilities in the four high-grade underground vein systems, is for 300 tons per day, which we're very happy as well. Get that. The mine permit is in care and maintenance, so we have to amend it to production status. The lengthiest or the critical path there, the longest one is the permitting of new or additional or re-permitting of the current tailings facilities as well. So that's probably we're looking at that at a 2 year process. To process material in the mill, to then put those tailings on the within our site, that would be looking at least a two year timeline. But there's option, which is something we're assessing as well with a few partners, or for example, direct ship ore, which is a something that already three companies are looking started to do in British Columbia last year and this year as well, which could significantly shorten that timeline. So that's a scenario there, and of course the tailings facility the monetization strategy for the tailings as well is another one that could be even shorter. We're actually this spring looking to do some testing on those tailings to see what is the processing method, how can we extract it best, should we ship it out, should can we do it on a mill with the current circuit. Would we have to change the circuit a little bit? So, there's a little bit of homework that needs to be done there, but we have that path and the focus there right now. This is again not to say we're going to be ignoring the north and the bulk tonnage, because that's really our workhorse. That's where we see a company making assets that could be producing 200, 300, 400,000 ounces a year. But that's a longer path, 5 years, as I mentioned. In the south, if we're processing the high grade material through our mill, which is, we're basically limited to that capacity at 20 grams per ton. I think I mentioned this number before. We would be looking at a 400 million Canadian dollar revenue per year. At 10 grams, that would be half of that number. So that's a very attractive cash flow opportunity ahead of us. But we need to dot the I's and cross the T's, so that eventually you can also use that cash flow to focus on the bulk tonnage, which that's where we really see the size that can get us to be able to be on a scale in terms of ounce production that is comparable to some junior gold miners or some mid-tiers as well.
Yeah, and it's great to have optionality, but one of the things that really attracted me as an investor to Cassiar Gold is really the ounces that you have in the ground. Just say that again. What do you think, or what do you have confirmed that are ounces in the ground? I want to see a path, or what for my in ounces, and that's really what you have. Is that correct, or close to it, or
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
so right now we have, at a 0.4, 0.4 cutoff grade, which is actually quite conservative. We have 2.3 million ounces at just over a gram per ton. That resource was calculated using a gold price assumption of 2,400 US, which, now it's more than double.
Right.
And this is, and this deposit is only constrained by drilling, the Taurus deposit. It's open laterally, it's open at depth, it's open internal to the pit shell. We don't know how big this Taurus deposit going to be. But we have expressions at surface of outcropping gold, in the bedrock with grades similar to the Taurus deposit. Obviously, in the areas immediately to the north, to the south, to the east, and of Taurus. Also at New Coast, we have other targets where we've seen gold at surface, like at Snow Creek, which is 3 kilometers to the east northeast, 4 kilometers to the northwest of Taurus at the Lucky prospect. We also see that. So that footprint where we see gold mineralization is many, many, many times the footprint of Taurus. We have a corporate objective of 5 million ounces. If you ask me honestly, I think that's a conservative objective. But it's better to under promise and over deliver. But the reality is less than 0.3% of our land package has been explored. And pretty much everywhere we've done work, being it mapping and sampling, being drilling, being geophysical surveys, we found anomalies throughout with good gold grades, either in grades similar to the Taurus deposit, a gram and a half at surface, or on the discrete high-grade veins in the ground in the south, where they get really juicy with 10 to 20 grams. So it's as they say, there's gold in their hills, and we only found a fraction of it, and who knows how much is there, but we're very confident that's a lot more.
Yeah. Okay. So I get posed this question a lot, and I get posed. I'm always asked, and I'm always very careful to say, or and I really don't want to say when people, what's your favorite stock, or what do you see the best value in, and all of that, because if something doesn't move or something doesn't work out, people, they scratch their heads or whatever. But just to all my viewers and listeners, recently it's been Cassiar Gold because of the valuation, not only because of the valuation, but what you have. Well, what you have relative to the stock price. But that really begs another question that I want you to answer, Marco. Why are you guys so cheap? Why is the valuation still to your peers? In fact, I don't think I've seen anything like it, and that's a good problem if you're yeah, you're not in yet, but it also raises the question why. So address that for us.
I mean, there's a lot of ways I can answer that question. I think I would summarize it that I think it's under-recognized and overlooked, and maybe out of the radar. It's we talk with many funds that have a minimum 100 million market cap that would like to invest, but the market cap is not high enough. I'm guessing as soon as we cross it, like we have automatic buyers coming in. It's a
What's
bit
your
of a
market
cheap
cap now? I don't know that off the top of my head.
70 million Canadian, 50 million US,
Okay.
for a $12 billion worth of metal, or 16 billion Canadian dollar worth of metal, depending on which currency you want to use. It's hard to explain, but I think it's one of it is awareness or lack thereof or misunderstanding. Maybe people are just waiting for the met studies in the PEA. One aspect of it as well is, in the last few years, we've very much focused about 75 to 80% of our drill meters and strategy on the bulk tonnage, because we want to make sure we have a sizable deposit that has the tonnage to become a significant producer that could be toe-to-toe with mid-tiers. But the reality is, a lot of retail investors or investors in this space are really enamored with grade. And because we're focused more on the bulk tonnage, maybe they didn't have that sex appeal from the grades that we, you like the ones we intercepted in the south, and we still have all of those vein systems open. So maybe that's one of the reasons that, like, that sex appeal that maybe other stories have. But the truth is, from a very logical, and rational approach, we know that for every meter drilled on the bulk tonnage, we add more ounces. They're lower grade, they're around a gram or a gram and a half, as opposed to 15 grams. But an ounce is an ounce. But now that we've established already a substantial resource, now that we've demonstrated that we have a big a runway, a pipeline of exploration potential and discovery potential surrounding Taurus. The deposit is only constrained by drilling, so we haven't closed off the deposit in any meaningful way, so it remains open. I think we were able to convey the market the upside for the bulk tonnage, but now with this current gold price, it's very attractive to look at potential bootstrapping because cash is still king. Maybe those that will change to gold is king in a year or two, the way things are going. But that cash flow, it really puts us in a completely different perspective in a completely different category. You have companies out there that are producing relatively small amounts, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 ounces a year, and they're getting valuations of 2, 3, 400 million market cap. We have companies that are exploration and they're mainly bulk tonnage, so they don't have that optionality to for low capex cash flow because these projects will require 300, 400, $500 million plus capex. But similar amount of ounces, they're trading at 300 or 400 million market cap. Here we are at 70 million, a great valuation, a great opportunity. We can try to find excuses the whole day, why there might be something, wrong with it. It's a little bit like silver. If silver is so attractive, a year ago, why was it trading at $30 an ounce? And, now it's 120, and it's the same 1 ounce silver. Why has changed perception, understanding of what's going on in the system? And I think it's a good metaphor or comparison to, sometimes it just takes a while for people to see things, especially with the price action in the metals and in the equities of the gold and silver space in the last, say, 12 months. There's been a lot of things moving very fast. Investors haven't had time to, they're just enjoying the value of their equities going up. They haven't really, many investors haven't really had time to, should I rotate to something else? I'm, 5x, 10x, on this project. Oh, there's another project which is very similar or equivalent, that maybe is trading for a tenth of the valuation or half of the valuation or a third of the valuation. And I think we're starting to see that now. And it's starting to move. Like, you look at the volumes, you look at the price chart. Last year we were up 150%. Like, I'm not happy, I'm not satisfied. It's a very low valuation. It's a start. I'm guessing this year is going to be even better. You've seen the volumes on our stock explode. We were trading, kind of peanuts in terms of volumes first half of last year. Now we're trading, 5, 6, 7 times that. I have days where we're trading 10 million shares or more. We have 147 million shares outstanding. So, people are waking up to what we have. And yeah, sorry for the very long-winded answer.
No, I think you go
I think
ahead.
there's I don't think there's one single reason. I think there might be different reasons, different factors. People's perceptions are different. But I think that valuation gap is disappearing as we speak, and now it's actually a very good time when, as they say, the knife is falling. In this case, in reverse. So it's a really good time to catch it.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. Talk a little bit about we talk about cash and cash flow. How much cash do you guys have in the bank? And then you said you have 147 million shares outstanding. That's really still very tight relative to where you guys are at, which is another reason I look at share structure. I'm not a geologist. I really am concerned about share structure, and you guys are still really tight. But talk about those two things, to cash in the bank and your share structure.
Yeah, so we have 147 million shares outstanding, as I mentioned. We have around cash and deposits, just under $5 million in the bank. Actually, right now we have around 43 million, 42, 43 million warrants, all of them at 50 cents Canadian, which is pretty much where we're trading right now. those warrants, about half of them expire in 3 months. And so those could bring in, $11.5 million into the treasury and another 10 million over the next year or just over that as well. So basically, $21 million could come into the treasury via warrant exercise with the 43 million warrants that we have, all of them at 50 cents. So that could be a self-financing mechanism in addition to the monetization strategy that we're pursuing as well.
Okay, excellent. Marco, how do people find you? How do they, if they want to start doing some due diligence, and what exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
Yeah, so we're traded in Canada, on the Toronto Stock Exchange, GLDC. We also trade in the US on the OTCQX under the ticker CGLCF. We also trade in Frankfurt. I think, our website is really transparent. We have a lot of good information there. We have technical reports, we have technical presentations, we have short presentations, for the people, we have limited time. We have long presentation. Our long presentation is 55 page long. It's very complete. There's, good, technical presentations on the project online, on the YouTube. On the website, you can also go through a virtual tour. The site that you see behind me. By the way, this is our what? It's reversed. This is our mill in one of our tailings facilities. You can actually do like a bit of a real estate style virtual tour, get you a sense of the topography, the infrastructure, the access, the roads, the power. There's a really good wealth of information, out there. And of course, we have our team. Available to talk with, any investors. If you have any questions, please reach out. It's a great opportunity. I think investors would do themselves a great service. If you don't know this project, have a look, do some due diligence. You'll recognize, this is, what I consider a no-brainer. The due diligence time will be well spent because I'm yet to find someone that's once you take a dive, that's finds it to be unattractive. It's a great project with a very attractive valuation. That's the real kicker. There's a lot of good projects out there, but not all provide such an attractive valuation, which therefore provides a much bigger return potential. Everything else equal. So, I guess just to reach out, and we're here to. Here to provide any clarifications or answer any questions that the investors may have.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yes, check out Cassiar Gold to all again to all my viewers and listeners. I am a an investor. I have a lot of friends that are investors. Marco has been to Atlanta on multiple occasions and has presented to my friend investor group down here. And Marco and I are very friendly off camera. So just everybody do their own due diligence on all of this, but just full disclosure about me and my position. Marco, I want to thank you so much. It's really good to see you. Good to get caught up, and I'd love to have you on again here pretty soon, here in the next month or two.
Thank you, and looking forward to that.
All right, thank you.